morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea and the shores to beyond the shores, in the one global operation that isn't here to deprive you of life, liberty, or estate. We are Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. And as we like to say, you hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory, and there's no greater victory than cavalry, and there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going into the inner sanctum of the mind control matrix that is taking over the planet Earth, and hopefully going to round up these villains and hog-tie them like in a good old-fashioned Western, because they are up to no good with capital letters from beginning to end. And it just amazes me the audacity that these bandits have, and there isn't a day goes by that I'm not surprised for stuff, but in my little news box this morning, you know, George Soros and company and the evil ones that are on the other side of global domination here have cataloged 515 unreliable, they say, news sources and set them up for the political Politburo to remove from your purview. Many of them I've seen before. Some of them are just, you know, just absolutely amazing, you know. The Corbett Report, can you imagine that? The Corbett Report, one of the rare breaths of sanity in this news information war. Zero Hedge, another one. Wolf Street, great, you know, even World Net Daily is you know, on the chop list as I go down through this list of all these sources. I didn't see Power Hour, so maybe we got to kick them in the kneecaps a couple of times harder. But this just gets to show you how the war, the information war, that is being waged against not just nation states, but individuals on the whole planet Earth is getting into high gear. And there are very few resources that you have available to you to fight back, or at least become knowledgeable about this. And in fighting back, this is an information war. It's a war of words. And these words have to be available to be disseminated to you so that your mind is not captured by the enemy and turned into a hostile force against yourself, your family, your community, your nation, your church, and everything else. And this is why it is imperative, absolutely imperative, to saddle your horse and be ready to ride, given that warning, just like Paul Revere. The globalists are coming. The globalists are coming. And they want to make sure that one of those sentences is taken out, so, or little phrases. You can't say to arms, because they plan to disarm you before and then probably shoot you down as you go for your ride. And don't forget, too, you know, it was just May 4th. It was the anniversary to the Kent State shooting. And that wasn't some deranged nut bar that was put together by the CIA or something like that in a mind control matrix. That was the American government through the National Guard blowing away university students who were protesting one of the most egregious wars in history, the Vietnam War. A war made for fun and profit for the elite rich at the expense of the poor and the dispossessed. There was a big connection between some guy named Lyndon Baines Johnson and Dick Cheney. They both had connections to a company called Kellogg Brown and Root for some reason that makes enormous money as war profiteers, slaughtering and killing people. I wonder if there is a connection there, perhaps, that it was for that almighty dollar that those political leaders decided to wage jihad on probably most likely innocent people based on some kind of propaganda matrix that they could make up. You'll probably find that a lot on the 515 verboten news sites. It is just absolutely scandalous that we can live in a day and age where everything that we've held dear and sacred is cast aside and slaughtered in public view. And there isn't a man, Jack, one of anybody, pretty much, who will stand up and even say that it's happening. never mind deal with it and put it in its place. It is absolutely shocking. Some of the other news we have here, Chinese spies acquired NSA hacking tools. Well, to tell you the truth, I would say Chinese spies are pretty much under everybody's bed from beginning to end on anything, especially now in this computer internet age, that there is nothing they're not into. In fact, I remember when I had a virus program that lit up and kind of told you who's breaking into your system by giving you an IP number and such like that, 80-something percent of them were from Beijing. They're sneaking into everything. You got an iPhone, a spy phone, or anything with a camera attached to the internet, like my webmaster was telling me he was looking for an appliance, and you got to hook them up to the internet for your washer and dryer. Why? So they can watch a movie while they're drying your socks? No, it's because they're spying on everything you got in your home. So anything that you put in your place that's hooked up to the internet is ultimately there for a reason, to spy on you. And that means nothing to you right now because you're still in this, happy, happy, joy state of euphoria because, everybody's looking to legalize marijuana and you just get in a Cheech and Chong movie and ride that giant, marijuana cigarette up to heaven and chill. You wait till they turn the heat on, buddy. When they start looking for you and hunting you down, and then you realize it wasn't the neighbors across the street who turned you in. Maybe it was your microwave oven. Stay as low tech as you can. Your life may depend on it someday. And that don't mean nothing to you now because you never been put in that chair with the spotlight on you and having your teeth slapped out while somebody kicks you in the behind from the other side. You got to live through that first. You know, I'm half Polish, and I don't like some of the things that happened to Polish people that were resisting the Nazis. How do you like having your feet barbecued with a blowtorch to get you to talk and turn in your confreres? That's the degeneracy of absolute total power and control without a valid constitution and a right to keep and bear arms. Is any of this sinking into some people? Do you want that for your children? Or are you going to stand firm and say, I'm an American, and this is my country, and that's my constitution, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let anything, foreign or domestic, strip that away from us. One heroine that I remember going through that torture in Warsaw, they captured a girl who did work for the resistance, and one of her friends turned herself into the Gestapo, who wasn't with the resistance, and said, no, it's not her. You got the wrong person. It's me. I'm the one. Because she knew no matter what they did to her, she couldn't reveal anything. And that many, many lives would be saved, and many, many agents could continue their duty. And she took that upon herself to be tortured to death in the most vile and despicable ways. This isn't a happy, happy, joy occasion that's coming down the road. It is a tyranny, the likes of which you will never, ever see again because you'll probably be taken out. So you can't let it get started. And the worst thing you can do is take their poison in by accepting all this technology that spies on you. You smash it to pieces and throw it away. Don't let it in your house. You need one of these artificial robots to tell you, what to do and how to do it. You got to have Alexa and all this other crap? No, you don't. You don't need that stuff. The New World Order needs that stuff because Big Brother's coming for you. So you make sure Big Brother can't get you by locking the door tight. Israel is the first to respond to a cyber attack with immediate force. No longer in a novel or some type of theory that if they are violated, they will respond with military force. And the big thing is, these cyber attacks, though costly, inefficient, are basically, in the parlance of military history, almost a joke about the level of effect that could be put on you, unless maybe they knocked out the power grid or caused dams to break open or caused your atomic stockpile to launch and fall on yourself. I'd say, you know, most of it is just a nuisance and a hindrance, almost like a bunch of kids play. But to bring in real weapons and start to respond to real weapons really opens the door that a real enemy will do the same thing back at you. Representative Devin Nunes sends letter to FBI, DOJ, CIA, NSA requesting info on the mysterious Professor Mifsud. He's supposed to be the great spy that's giving all kinds of information about Mr. Trump. But he's exposed that he's really working for the Clintons and that the Ukraine and their intelligence apparatus and police state apparatus were actively interfering in an American election. But that's okay because they were doing it for the globalists. They get a get out of hacking or interfering free card from Hillary Clinton and her matrix. It is unbelievable how evil these people are. 82 arrested in multi-state child exploitation sting. Well, at least that's probably a real one, because I think a lot of times when they talk about these things, it's almost like fake news that, you know, somehow all these roundups are happening, but we don't see pictures or any information about courts, arraignments, or anything like that. But in metro Atlanta, parts of Georgia, Alabama, and Florida, and the Carolinas, there was a cleanup. And that's a good thing. Trump pardons ex-Army soldier convicted of killing Iraqi man. Well, never been a big fan of that war in any way, shape, or form, but an Army lieutenant who was convicted in 2009 of killing an Iraqi prisoner suspected of being an Al-Qaeda terrorist, the White House denounced that he'll get a pardon. And I guess in a way that's the shape of things to come, really, because when they unloosed the military, it was like they used to say in the Vietnam days when Lieutenant Calley did his atrocities. Charging someone with murder is like giving somebody a ticket at the Indianapolis Speedway. Everybody's racing. What's the difference from one to the other? Detroit's LED streetlights going dark after a few years. Well, in a way, that might be a good thing, because it wouldn't surprise me that all these new light systems have ways of keeping an eye on you. I've heard information to that effect before on probably news that is on that magic list. U.S. lawmakers criticize potential Facebook settlement with the Federal Trade Commission. So because they were collecting all your data and profiting from it, lawmakers don't seem to be too happy about the settlement. Well, by and large, Facebook is the military-industrial complex. And that's another thing is, like, why you'd have one of these accounts. See, in the old days, it was hard, right? The Gestapo would go door to door, bang on your door with a machine gun. Tell me everybody you know. Tell me what you're doing every minute of the day, or else. Well, the CIA with Zuckerberg just set up this Facebook thing, and you just pile in there like no tomorrow, and you confess all that stuff on the internet that anybody can pick that up any time, day, you know, day or night, where you've been, what you're doing, who your kids are, pictures of them, where they go to school, what they're doing minute by minute. Foghorn Leghorn, the old cartoon character, would probably be a good thing to interject here, but don't have that at my fingertips. U.S. school urging teachers to bless Muslim students in Arabic. Now, I get the feeling, if I wanted to bless anybody with the Christian Gospels, that I'd be kind of like booted out the door, and I'd not have any Christian symbolism allowed in the public school system or on public property in any way, shape, or form. But we see, we got a new guy in town, and everybody seems to have to bow down and submit to this for some reason. I don't think it's too hard to figure out. I think what they've decided, the New World Order, is Islam will be the new one world religion, mostly because it's effective as a police force. And then the government doesn't have to get actively involved. You have your religious police and people of that nature going around to strong arm people and all, get them to cooperate with the alleged rules of the faith. And that just throws the baby out with the bathwater about freedom of religion. And even more importantly, freedom from religion, if you so desire. Because ultimately, it's supposed to be your choice. And even if you make a wrong choice, it's still your choice. But I understand it from a Greek friend of mine who told me when John wrote 666, in Greek it says 666, you turn it slightly on an angle. In Arabic, it says, in the name of Allah. And what John really said was, in the name of Allah. That is the mark of the beast. That's the thing that will be on your forehead. You look at a jihadi warrior, he's got that cloth around his forehead. That's what it says. And that it was corrected as bad grammar or writing into the Greek when it was translated. So I didn't really understand that because I don't speak Greek and I don't speak Arabic and far less to even read it. But one day when I was talking to him on the phone, I looked that up so I could, and somebody made a beautiful graphic of that, that I could see it with my own eyes, the two beside each other. And you could see very, very clearly that that can be that way. That pretty much tells us we're in perilous times, if that's the correct interpretation. FCC warns about one-ring robocall scam to call numbers back. Well, I don't call numbers back at all, period, really. Especially if I don't know who they are, I look them up on the internet first, and then usually they have a rap sheet that goes quite some distance, and then it's just cast them aside. China's top trade negotiator to visit the U.S. despite tariffs. See, business is still business, and money's still money, and even when these guys play Larry Curly and Moe and get into slapstick comedy, sooner or later, their wallets are hungry because there's that giant sucking sound, as used to be described by a political candidate in the United States. And they got to suck up some more money, and they'll work it out because that's what they're all about, making money. Stockpile coins and banknotes. Sweden tells its citizens to squirrel away hard cash under their beds in case of a cyber attack. Well, that's just a good idea, period. It's just like having food in your larder. Because if the power goes out, you can pretty much bet that 99% of all the money goes out, really, because very few people have a buck in their pocket, including me sometimes, because you get sucked into the technology. But a very good idea to have it handy. I remember, you know, a long time ago, a Power Hour caller called it the bank of whatever, the bank of yourself. So pick your name, you're the bank of so-and-so. That you have to have something for ready reserves so that you can survive in a time of crisis. And crises come when they are least expected sometimes, and that's the thing to be very, very aware of. They don't make an appointment. There's not going to be a feasibility study. Is it a good day to have a crisis this week? Oh, let me see here. Let's get some academics together and work all this out and then give you 3 weeks' notice to get ready. No, it's just instant. Plop. The world has changed. It's a whole new world order. War brewing over lithium mining at the edge of the Death Valley. Great name for it, because a lot of this lithium is probably used for military things overall, and everything will be a Death Valley. But it is a sanguine, beautiful place, like most of God's Eden, and we are pretty good at ripping it up, tearing it apart, making it look like hell. Friend sent me a picture thing of, you know, what everything looks like from the sky to a pilot's perspective. Most of it looked like hell, because it was big cities. And when you looked at all these big cities, didn't seem to be anything really appealing at all. Like, you know, okay, maybe you pick out the Eiffel Tower or the pyramids or something that's kind of bizarre, made by man, that looks pretty good. And then there were some other pictures of just vast open expanse of Eden. Even the desert parts was just sheer beauty from one end of the frame to the other end of the frame of the picture. And I'll tell you, nobody did it like God, and anything we try to reproduce is substandard, to say the least. Here come AI-enabled cameras meant to sense crime before it occurs. Well, isn't that a fine kettle of fish? So not only are these cameras going to do facial recognition and all this sort of thing, they're going to try to read your mind and your actions. But somehow I get the feeling they probably won't get too successful at it, but they will frame a lot of innocent people for nothing. Alexa has been eavesdropping on you this whole time. Well, I didn't even have to have anybody explain that to me. As soon as they brought that out and they're forcing you into this Windows 10 stuff and whatever, is that you know you're being set up. That's why they're giving it away for free. These are the weirdos, the evil ones. Apple Siri is another version. And I can't understand why you'd want to participate in something like that. Mommy and Daddy probably told you when you were very young, you don't take candy from strangers. Comes with conditions. These conditions for this candy could be your very soul. I don't think there's much to think about. Genetic editing goes rogue. Well, I expect that too. These new things that are playing in our DNA and our RNA are going to make anti-people, anti-life, things that God would probably want to see destroyed after he gives us enough rope to hang ourselves. And these things will be tried in the fire, and they will fail. And hopefully, we do okay. Severe health risk to 5G. I think all these radiation, computer, and internet feeds and communication feeds are bad for our bodies, and they're just getting perpetually worse. Because ultimately, I think overall, they just want to kill us, or at least have the potential to do that, or to do something rather heinous to our minds. I like a lot of the old 60s TV shows, because that's the time of the JFK assassination, RFK, Dr. Martin Luther King. They were on steroids. And there were some good media. And they tried to get information out to tell you about things. So I was watching one last night, The Invaders, that classic old TV show. And it was one called The Possessed. It was in the second season. And it's about how the alleged alien can have this machine that goes into some type of implant that's put at the base of your skull to take you over and make you do anything that they want. And then that reminded me of something I saw back in the Jared Lee Loftner days. Lee Harvey, Jared Lee, Sirhan. They had a little mark on their head and a lazy eye. It looked like they were under control of something. Anyway, we're coming up to a break, and we'll continue with that on the other side of the news with our guest, Jeff Mullins, who really lay waste to the New World Order. Thanks for coming to Power Hour Radio.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as BioSuperfood. I've taken BioSuperfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us for the rest of the show is going to be Jack Mullen, and we'll get him on board while I continue this little bit of information on these chips that are in the heads. So this goes way back to, 2011. I brought this up on Power Hour with Joyce. Why do Lee Harvey, Jared Lee, and Sirhan Sirhan all have a mark on their head and a lazy eye, the same eye? It looked to me like they had a RFID microchip implanted. And I did research on this, and I found out that a Dr. Carl W. Sanders is an electronics engineer and inventor who worked for many governmental organizations and companies like IBM, General Electric, Honeywell, and Teledyne. For 32 years, he worked in the biomedical field, focusing on microchips. In 1968, that's why I love those old 60 shows sometimes, we were getting on the cutting edge of this new technology. He takes part in a research project regarding a spinal bridge in order to heal a lady whose spine has been severely injured. The goal was to find a solution to link the motor nerves. After spending $1.5 million on that purpose, it was found that the two places the human body where temperature changes more quickly are the forehead, of course, and the back of the hand. Good place for that 666 mark of the beast thing. As it had been noticed that the microchip's frequency changes had some effects on the patient's behavior once the microchip had been implanted in the body, one oriented the researchers on the possibility to modify human behavior with the help of the microchip. The microchip could broadcast a signal stimulating different parts of the brain. It was possible, by example, to raise adrenaline rate, which caused a change in behavior. And this we can see as we get chipped and have chips, that we can get to that point like that was in the possessed. Something is implanted in your body and you can be controlled, but you need like a 5G grid to barbecue that for you. That's the fate and state of the world as they were revealing it to us back in 68. And then another great thing, we're going to play a clip, and this is from the original Star Trek series. And that one always comes to mind. It was called The Return of the Archons. And Landru, the gateway keeper to paradise, had a lot of things to say, and this is a short compendium of them, and you can see where all the roads lead to this: artificial intelligence, the police state, the erosion of rights, a one-world religion, are all summed up in a minute and 50 seconds. Can we play the clip now?
I am Vandu. You have come as destroyers. You bring an infection. You have come to a world without hate, without fear, without conflict. No war, no disease, no crime. None of the ancient evils. Vandu seeks tranquility, peace for all, the universal good. The good must transcend the evil. It shall be done. So it has been since the beginning. You will be absorbed. Your individuality will merge into the unity of good. And in your submergence into the common being of the body, you will find contentment, fulfillment. You will experience the absolute good. Despite my efforts to save you, you have invaded the body and you are causing great harm. Obliteration is necessary. The infection is strong. For the good of the body, you must die. It is a great sorrow. All who saw you, all who know of your presence here, must be excised. The memory of the body will be cleansed.
Well, I think that sums it all up in a nutshell. When we look at what I was discussing before about the 515 alternative news sites that have to be cleansed from the body by the all-great thinker George Soros, the Landru of the billionaires and the billionaire class, the representative of the hard fist of the New World Order, that we all have to become part of the collective hive mind that they're selling to us at this point of time. That there can be no individuality, there can be no nations, no constitutions, no resistors, because they must die. And he says it in such a nice diabolical way, I could read the words and I could never really get it across to you as well. But this is the end game of artificial intelligence and all the propaganda that's being shoved down our throats, basically with false flag actions to destabilize us, shock us. It's to put us into a stampede, just like cattle. And when we stampede, we don't care where we go, we'll run off a cliff. We just stampede. And that's why they do these things, because they're masters of psychological warfare. So, Jack, I've never had a chance to talk to you, and this is going to be my first time, and I'm really looking forward to it, because I'm a big fan of the Government Rag, where you write some marvelous material, and you show yourself to be intelligent, articulate, and just a wonderful person overall, and we're glad to have you aboard at Power Now, Our Nation, so we can have some of your insights to share with the world. Welcome aboard, Jack.
Thank you, George. Well, I appreciate those kind words. Where do I mail the check?
Oh, you don't have to mail any checks, because that's just, you know, it's hard to toe the line, to be a resistor and a conscientious objector to the poison that's being shoved down our throats. And very few people will step up to the plate to swing at some of these curveballs that come along. And you're one of them. And, you know, for whatever God's purpose is, he sends those balls to us, and we knock them out of the park every chance we get. And, you know, I have to admire you and Stephanie for taking a stand and just saying, you know, we draw a line here. This line isn't going to be crossed, and we'll doggedly research everything we can and reveal to the world what the lies are, what the truth is. And no matter how much they outweigh us in this battle, we're still going to get it across. And as I was reading, you know, it just looked like you and I were, you know, going down this, you know, looking for the same answer, but with different paths. And I was just amazed at, you know, how many paths that I went down the same time, well, within months probably, or a short period of time, as I was reading your piece on China Probes Where the Sun Doesn't Shine, to look in the history of NASA and the space program and the fakes, and, you know, looking into the true experiments that prove that the Earth is not a spinning ball and such like that. Well, yeah, I did stuff like that too. I was looking down that path, and these are the answers I found. So that tells me, in a way, that we're doing real science. Is we had questions, we started to examine evidence and look at things, and we tested it to see what was good and what was not, and we arrived at basically the same conclusion. So that tells me that's probably the right answer, because we did it separately. And tell us about some of those things that you found about NASA, the space program, the moon landing, and such like that.
Well, that's I didn't expect you to go down that rabbit hole, but, you know, that's one of the places where you can really you can stir up a good bit of controversy. And it's incredible, because yesterday I was listening to an interview with Mark Sargent, and he was debating a physicist. I can't remember his name, but I listened to it on YouTube just one time. But anyway, he had a PhD in some form of physics, and he believed that, you know, he was connected to NASA through his research, and he had friends that were involved with the space program in one place or another. And I was just, I mean, it's just such a big subject. But Sargent, you know, is now considered one of the de facto leaders of the flat Earth movement. And he's a very good speaker, especially when he gets involved with somebody that doesn't have the slightest clue. And so he didn't really decimate this individual, but all he had to do was speak to him for a little bit about some of the absurdities that are told to us and we're supposed to believe, and I did, and I'm sure you did, most of your life, that things like the Earth is a spinning globe, spinning around the sun, just spinning around a black hole or the center of the universe and so forth. And it's not until you open your mind a bit and start to think about how could this be possible that it becomes clear to you that it is totally impossible. And so I find it incredible listening to this PhD physicist relying on arguments based on scientism that he simply swallowed. And, you know, one of his recourses, when asked about why he believed we went to the moon, was that he couldn't believe that anybody would lie, that Neil Armstrong could carry a lie, that he was a great man, et cetera. And it's outstanding that he would go to that level when all you have to do is just look at the film. I mean, if you find a couple of different interesting videos, like A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, which is a really well-done documentary. I recommend anyone who's not new to this start with that one. It is a totally preposterous story. The technology that we had in the 60s, the tin can wrapped in aluminum foil they pretended to go to the moon in, the fact that they had no cooling equipment on their in their space suits, the fact that no one actually understood what the vacuum of space was really about, if it in fact is the vacuum we're told it was. Nothing in those space suits would have prevented them from exploding open. I mean, the story is absolutely ludicrous. And then you tie in the filming of it and the mistakes that were made and the fact that it looks a lot like Space Odyssey 2001, and Kubrick was involved with that. And at roughly the same time, he purports to be involved with filming the moon landing. You can see that we were fed a big crock of crap there. And so it doesn't take long to start challenging all the things that we've been told. And then you can move to the question of, well, you know, is this a globular Earth rotating at 1,000 miles per hour, spinning at 66,000 miles per hour around the sun, which itself is moving at 500,000 or so miles per hour around whatever it circles. And you can come to the same sorts of conclusions. I mean, I want to know, how do you maintain an atmosphere which is under pressure against an absolute vacuum? of space. Now, you can't, that can't be done in any experiment ever possible. I mean, it violates the laws of physics, nature. You can see demonstrations where they create vacuums on one side of a chamber and then have air on the other side, and as soon as they release the wall between them, you get a violent explosion of the air on one side flowing into the vacuum on the other. So anyway, that's just one of the things that's is interesting to think about, but there's plenty, and I could go on, but the moon landing obviously didn't happen. None of these space continuing sagas that we see every day, like the ISS space station, for example, those things aren't real. And there's endless stuff on YouTube debunking it, showing how it's created in on a green screen. Many times you can see the little wires that they failed to cover up with the green screen that the guys are floating around on. And you can obviously see how they're sitting and how they must wrap their arms in front of them to maintain a position where they appear to be fake floating. I mean, floating would be just, you know, like being in a pool of water where you could move all over the place, not have some sort of constricted posture. Anyway, these things are all fake. And people say, well, you know, why would NASA fake? And that was one of the questions this gentleman had who was a PhD. Well, one of the reasons is that they consume about $52 million a day. And another is that they get to control enormous amounts of technology and gatekeep all sorts of super secrets. And so why wouldn't they want to keep this lie going? And, you know, there's questions about whether they themselves just maintain this lie now because it's so historically embarrassing, because it probably wasn't until the 1960s that they could even decide what the Earth was. And then, of course, with the Admiral Byrd stuff down in Antarctica from, say, 1928 or so through the early 50s, Operation High Jump, and there were a couple other names down there that were interesting that had to do with firing nuclear weapons at the dome. But anyway, this is where I stand on this position, and it took a long time for me to come out of the closet and say it publicly. You know, my friends have known it for years, but I can't go back because there's no way to wrap my head around that nonsense. And most of the stuff that physicists and I believe fake physicists like Stephen Hawking talk about are mathematical, I don't want to say absurdities, but nonetheless, it's extremely complicated mathematical models, which themselves can be shown to work under certain conditions, although they have to be modified continuously even to maintain their own structure as a model. They're nothing more than some esoteric interests of highly intelligent people who aren't able to think. And so, I can no longer be convinced about string theory or dark matter, for that matter. And so does that answer your question?
Oh, big time. Even when I was a child, when they were selling us this stuff, and I think it was in grade 5 or something, we were taking some of this in science and such, nobody believed it. We all went out in the schoolyard at recess and go, well, how can this be true? Like, nobody feels like we're moving and such. So we did our own experiments right in the schoolyard where we jump in the air, and we realized that if the Earth was spinning at speed X, the air would have to be spinning at speed X minus whatever velocity it lost through some sort of resistance, and that it couldn't be going as fast. So when we got into the air, we shouldn't be able to land in exactly the same spot, and we always landed in the same spot. But if we went in the playground and got on one of those little turny rides, believe me, if you were spinning and you weren't holding on tight, you went for one hell of a fall. And, you know, that was one of our other pieces of scientific equipment. They're not politically correct or safe anymore, so they removed things like that because they had real wood and hard steel on them. But it was going like, it just doesn't make sense. This thing's barely moving at all, you know. Or, you know, we're older. We probably remember that big motor, the 409, or, you know, things like that. You know, we take you for a ride and we start going down the turnpike and we turn into a curve a little bit. You're going to know you're moving. And we're not coming anywhere
right.
close to the speeds that these people are telling us, and we feel nothing. We don't have to fasten our seatbelts, but when I get in my supersonic jet fighter, of course, I need a super-duper thing and a pressure suit and everything else so I don't feel all these G-forces so I can remain conscious. But my planet's moving around at such a great speed that I don't need anything. I can just freely walk about and move about and nothing ever happens. I personally feel that if we were a spinning ball, your average day would probably be like something with 100-mile-an-hour winds because the air can't keep up with the ground. And it would be just
exactly.
torture to go outside. And the vacuum is the other big thing, too. Like, you know, something has to hold this in with an infinite vacuum of space. Our air would be gone in a nanosecond, as one alien said on a TV show. It would just be gone. And something has
right.
to hold it in. So there has to be a barrier there, and that barrier would prevent us from going to the moon. And from just the basic greed point of thing, it would probably be one of the greatest robberies you could ever pull in Earth history, is you say there's a space program. You spend billions and billions and billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, our tax dollars, by the way, to do this trick. No one can ever go there to prove that you'd never been there. And then you walk away with the money and send it to whatever paradise island you want to send it to and laugh at anyone who would point their finger at you to say something wrong with this picture. And but that's not the only picture. It's like everything that they make is a delusion and some sort of fluff story to merge us into the common hive mind of thought that we live in an existence like that. And I think the major reason they hide this from us is because if we knew the true nature of our existence, we would know there was a creator and that we didn't come along
right.
by some genetic marvelous miracle that is, I think it was 1 × 10 to enough zeros to go to the fake moon and back again. Those were the odds of life forming by happenstance on its own. And so that tells me those are pretty long odds. I can't even win the lottery, and the odds are a lot less. So you know, we get into this stuff and how the mind matrix media just force this down your throat, and that anyone who challenges or asks a question until they get more established, I guess, to take you to the political re-education camp, they just use all sorts of pressure and manipulation on us to say, no, no, it has to be, because if we go back to Orwell, Big Brother said 2 + 2 = 5, so he's got to be right. And then we get into,
right.
like, the modern era with massacres and false flag operations to scare the herd into surrendering their liberties and their arms. Classic Art of War by Sun Tzu to make us completely helpless and malleable for the time that comes that's going to roll out the tanks or the troops or something like that to get us completely under control. And people just suck into these emotions, too. What are some of your favorites in the psychological operations that the New World Order plays with us?
Well, that's another rabbit hole. I want to make one comment on the on your analysis there. One of the things that bothered me most about the idea that the Earth was a spinning globe, and there's hundreds of things we could talk about, was, you know, the Earth is almost entirely filled with water. And I have many times shown people the number of zeros that come after some number that represents the total number of gallons of water that are on this planet. And it's got 27 or 30 zeros after it. And we know that a gallon of water weighs something like 8 pounds apiece. And we know that when the Earth is spinning, that it is in a state of constant acceleration. You know, a lot of people will argue, yes, you can sit on a train on a perfectly flat track and get it, you know, especially if there's a maglev or something like that, and be cut off from your senses so that you are sped up while you're under a drug until you reach, say, 300 miles an hour or 1,000, whatever you want. And you wake up and you may not know you're on a train, on some form of a moving thing, a platform, because your speed's constant. There's no change, so you can't sense anything. You can throw a ball back and forth and that sort of thing. But with angular acceleration, the Earth is constantly accelerating in its orbit or in its own turning. And so with all that water on there, as you noted on that merry-go-round thing, the water's going to come off. I mean, it's just, it's not possible for it. There's not a force large enough that can maintain that quantity of water. And, you know, it'd be like watching a dog shake itself off of water. And water doesn't stay on there very long. Anyway, that was just one of the ones where when I started thinking about it, I was like, so we're going 1,000 miles around with constant acceleration. And then that body is moving at 6,000 miles an hour with constant acceleration around the sun. It's always turning. And then the sun's turning. So you have a multitude of complex angular acceleration going on. And that just, you know, that's a pretty easy one to think about. Anyway, yes, I've written about all sorts of, I've written a number of articles trying to explore the idea of a political reality that they've created for us to live in. And it used to be amusing to me to think of all the various things that have been told to you that are absolute crap. And scientism is an area where they're absolute gods. As you said, we can't go to the moon. We can't fly in a highly expensive device higher and higher and higher to see what we see as it unfolds. And so they are the gods of our knowledge. And we've seen so many things that are related to scientism that are fallacies. Everything they do, I mean, from medicine, for example, and vaccines, and people believing that these stories they're told by costume authorities, is the way I look at it, are actually true, when in fact the average person has no way to know if anything's true. And that's like the idea of China going to the dark side of the moon. You know, when I saw that story, I had to just belly laugh, actually. And, you know, and Japan's been to the moon. And if you look at any of their video, it's absolutely ridiculous. So, anyway.
Well, we're coming up to a break, Chuck. We'll have to catch it on the other side and continue. And the only people who ever went to the other side of the moon were Pink Floyd. The rest is just a joke. Anyway, I'm George Freund. This is Our Nation, the one nation still under God. See you on the flip side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.